This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced Thursday that the first shipment of fresh U.S. beef has arrived in Brazil following a 13-year hiatus. The entrance of American beef into the Brazilian market ushers in promising long-term economic opportunity for U.S. beef producers, according to Perdue, who said he looks forward to Brazilians getting the opportunity to eat delicious American beef because once they taste it, they'll want more of it. Brazil closed its market to imports of U.S. fresh beef in 2003 over concerns about BSE. Since then, the U.S. Department of Ag's Foreign Ag Service and Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have worked continuously with Brazilian officials to regain market access. Brazil officially reopened the market on August 1st of 2016, based on the U.S.'s classification by the World Organization for Animal Health as a negligible risk country for BSE. In other news, Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore is offering a price averaging program this month, and they've also hired a new grain originator for their Fillmore location. I had a chance to visit with General Manager Spencer Jansen and new employee Taylor Hand about how the price program will benefit farmers and how things are going for Taylor during her first few months on the job.
Farmers Grain hired me as the grain originator. I graduated from Southern Illinois University in Carbondale with a degree in plant biology. I'm from Fillmore, so I'll mainly be out of the Fillmore office. And with this position, I'm basically just another source for the farmers to go to for to set up contracts and stuff like that, and to work on their marketing and to watch the market for them.
So do you have a farming background? Did you grow up around agriculture?
Yes, my dad and my family farms in Fillmore.
So how many weeks on the job is it for you now?
I'm about 2.5 months in right now.
And how's it going?
It's going really well.
Great. So, Spencer, I know you have been talking with Taylor and kind of training her and showing her the ropes. And one thing you're offering during the month of May is a price averaging program. So tell us a little bit about it.
Right. So we will start here in a few weeks. We'll have a corn program and also a soybeans program. We'll take a 10-week average of the prices starting May 17th for corn and June 7th on the beans. And that's based off of the past 10 years of historical data. We find out those 10 weeks of the marketing year on average are quite a bit higher than the rest of the marketing year. So we hope most years, if not all years, it'll be the highest price of the year. We'll take a 10-week average. So, for example, you give us a 10,000 bushel contract, we'll sell 1,000 bushels each Wednesday for those 10 weeks, and you'll end up with a final price at the end of those 10 weeks.
So eliminating some of the unknowns and some of that risk because you're averaging the price. So it sounds like this could be a safeguard, I guess, for farmers.
Yeah. I mean, most farmers you talk to, you ask them, what is the hardest part of farming? Well, it's not the farming. It's not tilling the soil or harvesting. They love doing that stuff. It's always marketing. It's so hard to tell. And I've been at it 10 years, and I don't know any more on average than Taylor does on 2.5 months worth. I have my ideas and I can speculate for you, but the weather patterns in the global market these days, it is just too much for anyone to know what the price is going to do the next day or the next month. So yeah, this takes that emotion out of it. When you're riding a high, I think it'll let it go up one more day. Well, this commits a certain amount of bushels and you have a price, and hopefully it's on the higher side of your marketing year.
Well, I will say I'm relieved to hear you say that you've been doing it for 10 years and there are still things that you don't know or understand. But I talk with a lot of farmers and I talk with other people from grain elevators around the area, and it's always the same. It's like you said, it's unpredictable, which I don't know that that's ever going to change.
No, and if anything, it's just getting harder to predict. You go back, my dad and grandfather, they farmed all their lives, and you know, they were used to a quarter cent move, and a penny move was just, oh my gosh, I can't believe it moved a penny today. Well, now if it doesn't move 5 cents, we're like, oh, nothing much went on today. And you have, you know, all the other countries, China, you know, the buying, and the market reacts so quickly because of droughts and rainfall totals. And with the internet these days, they know it way before you know it. Our crops can be good, or they can be bad. Well, you got to look at a bigger picture than that, and it's just very difficult. So hopefully this helps.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just how the crops are doing around here, because the talk all the time is South America, and we're watching their supply. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, they're producing just about as much as we are, if not more, on beans nowadays. And they're a big player in the market. The demand is going up every year, but also our supply is going up, and it needs to. But with every big crop, prices get hurt as well, and it's a challenge.
Yeah. So for this contract, do folks need to come to the Litchfield office, to Fillmore? Can they do both, or how would they get signed up?
They can actually come to either or. They can call us. It's not hard to set up. You call us with a bushel amount, and we'll take care of the rest. We can update you if you want every week, but you can stop in either location and talk to either one of us or anybody else at either office. But call or come in.
Sounds great. Taylor, how has it been? So 2.5 months on the job, there's definitely a lot to learn with everything when you start a new job. So how has it been learning more about the markets, and how do you feel about what's going on right now in this program and helping farmers make decisions?
I think this program's definitely a good start for farmers that maybe haven't set up contracts in the past. It's a good way to begin, and to kind of, it's an easier way because we handle most of it. And just, I've been learning a lot working with Spencer and everybody else in the Litchfield and Fillmore office.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see a new face and someone as young as you are and say, hey, contracts may be a good idea. Spencer, do you have a lot of people that don't use contracts that just haul the grain in and it's just cash price for the day? And or how does that vary?
Yeah, we have anything you can imagine. We have a certain amount of customers that are not safe selling until it's in their bin or it's in the elevator. So they'll sell it. They won't sell it until it's harvested. There's another group of people that are a little more risk takers. They know they have crop insurance. They'll sell up to 80% of their expected harvest if they see a good price up to a year or two before they harvest. And then you got some people in the middle that, well, maybe you'll sell a little bit here and there, but every farmer is different. And I don't know which is the right way, but be consistent. Most of the time we hear, oh, I sold at harvest for all my life, and then that one year I changed it, that was the worst year I had. In general, if you do the same thing, you know, don't sell all your crop ahead of time or don't sell it all afterwards. If you try to base it off of last year's market, you're probably going to regret some of it. Next year is not going to be like last year no matter what. It's never the same 2 years in a row. So just be somewhat consistent. And then maybe try a few different contracts like this. We don't recommend putting more than about 20% of anyone's production in a averaging contract, just to space out your sales and do something different with everything.
So it sounds like, Spencer, you're more than happy to have these conversations and help make decisions. And I assume, Taylor, in your new role, you're going to be doing that as well.
Yes, I definitely am using Spencer as a source. There's something new to learn every day, and I'm kind of just going along and learning as I go. But, yeah, I'm definitely comfortable with having the conversation. And if I have anything, questions that I can't answer, I have Spencer there that we can figure it out.
Well, sounds great. I guess we need to know, for someone listening, if they don't know where you're located, where your two elevators are, and then maybe phone numbers, if you'd like to throw those out.
Sure. At Litchfield, we're 503 West Tyler on the south side of town. And Fillmore is 317 South Main. It's a little bit easier to find us in Fillmore. There's not as many buildings. And you can see the elevator from 10 miles away there, right on Main Street, across FS Fuel Station across the street. 324-3915 is our Litchfield number. And 538-2496 is the Fillmore office.
Sounds great. Any final thoughts, Taylor or Spencer? I think we covered it.
Well, hopefully all this rain does not hurt too much of the corn crop or beans if you have those planted. We're thinking about you guys every day, so hopefully most of it comes up. And if we do have to replant, hopefully that goes well in the next week or two as well.
Spencer Jansen and Taylor Hand of Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore. In other news, U of I Extension will have a hanging basket sale today from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 a.m. until the baskets are sold out. The sale will be held in the parking lot of Mary Brown Insurance in Hillsboro, and proceeds will benefit the Montgomery County Farmers Institute. And the Staunton Farmers Market is still looking for vendors for this season. The market will take place starting this Saturday and will run through the last Saturday of October. For more information, you can call 618-635-8796. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.